One of the biggest challenges most organizations have when it comes to measuring the store is keeping track of what the store is like at any given time. I was going to say it's a hidden challenge, but it comes up in questions and comments so often that it's not really very hidden. The problem is general in the sense that there are a lot of reasons, not all of them analytic, why you'd like to know what was where in the store at any given time. But there's no doubt that when you're analyzing shopper journey data, it's critical. A huge and somewhat underappreciated piece of our DM1 platform is the Configuration Builder, a part of the platform where users build and maintain digital maps of the store. This keeps a detailed mapping down to the square foot level of how the store was configured at any given time. Except when it doesn't, because it's only as correct as the people who are driving it make it. So what I really wanted to talk about today is a truly hidden capability in measurement cameras. You can use the API of measurement cameras to take a daily snapshot of the store before it opens. In our platform, those snapshots are saved for every camera in the store for as long as you want, and they're available in the digital mapping of the store with a single click. What's cool about this isn't just that it allows you to see what the store looks like right now. That's great, but it also lets you see what the store looked like a month ago or a year ago. And that's something most retailers just don't seem to be able to do. And it's analytically very useful. A snapshot lets you see the merchandising configuration. It confirms whether the digital map is correct, and it lets you diagnose any compliance issues or anomalous setups that are impacting the data. It's like having that great employee who always remembers exactly what happened a year ago. It can become the institutional memory for the merchandising and store layout. And it's often valuable in totally non-analytics contexts too. But as every analyst knows, the first thing to look for when you find interesting data is data problems. And for in-store measurement, that usually starts with seeing what the store is like or was like. And the camera snapshot feature makes that possible. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.